The late spiritual teacher and writer Ram Dass said, "Suffering is part of our training program for becoming wise." Hey everyone, this is Stacy. Welcome to the Soul Podcast. Wow, it's already the end of December. That went fast. Today's been beautiful. I've been walking around and people's spirits are wonderful. People at the grocery store helping each other out, people waving you across in traffic. People have been unusually kind. But it reminds me that not everyone is having that experience. Some of us are struggling. Sometimes little, sometimes a lot. We all struggle each day. You know, there's some sort of notion that we should be able to ask God for help in our lives. If there is a God or a supreme being or some sort of supreme thing that sent us here to experience this world and to learn from this world and to expand ourselves through that process, in our moments of deepest challenge, to ask for help and to receive it from a higher power, well, that would make no sense. It would make no sense because it would deprive us of the experience and growth that comes from struggle. Perhaps these moments of struggle are the journey we're sent here to have. There would be no point in sending us here to have this experience, only to deprive us of those experiences. This is especially true with difficult experiences. Every difficult experience is an opportunity for personal and spiritual growth. A highly challenging experience offers the greatest opportunity for spiritual growth. When we push through that which we didn't think we could take, we become stronger in ways that are unmeasurable to us, yet undeniable. We become stronger. Life is intended to be experiential. It makes no sense that the Creator, the Supreme Being, God, would step in and remove the experiences from us in these moments when we're most likely to gain something from them. Discomfort is where growth and expansion happens. Shrinking from it is where we start to retract, where we stop gaining, where we stop growing, where our soul becomes stifled. Think of the most spiritually advanced person you can, just anybody. Now think of what that person went through to become that spiritually advanced. It's rarely you meet someone like that who hasn't been through an awful lot. Our spirits are tempered in the divine fires of life, and rarely are those fires anything but challenging. So we're left to make our way through them and make sense of them when we emerge on the other side of that challenge. And we find the life lesson. The experience strengthens our spirits. As we go through this process, we grow. This growth, well, it's the wages of our human journey. It might even be the only thing we take with us when we go. What we've learned here, the way we've expanded, what we've learned about life. If there is a divine spirit, would it make sense for that divine spirit to stifle our growth and expansion when it's our greatest opportunity? After Ram Dass had his stroke and he recovered enough to speak, he did an interview with Oprah Winfrey. She asked him about the experience and he said, through broken and strained speech, that the stroke was a gift. He called it the advanced course in spirituality. He said, "The stroke has given me another way to serve people. It lets me feel more deeply the pain of others, to help them know by example that ultimately, whatever happens, no harm can come. Death is perfectly safe, I like to say." It's a good perspective. You see, Ram Dass understood that the harder it gets, the more growth is possible for our spirit. The challenges in life come down to how we look at them. We're all struggling with something. It could be as small as an ache or a pain. It could be something much, much bigger. Maybe even something you don't think you can carry. You can. You're stronger than you know. You've got this. Wherever you're at today, in this middle part of December, and whatever religion or spiritual context you live your life in, know that you're loved. Have a wonderful holiday season and a beautiful new year. If you're feeling lonely or depressed or some other way that's leaving you feeling down, helps just a phone call away. Check the show notes for numbers you can call or even text and talk to someone. Sometimes all it takes is a phone call or one conversation to turn it all around. Thank you for listening to the Soul Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, learned something new, or were just entertained, please tell your friends about the show and hit that follow button. This is the best way for other people to find the show. Check the show notes for links to supporting information as well as any books or other reading material related to this episode. I love making the Soul Podcast. My goal is to bring you more shows each season. If the show's spoken to you and you feel called to, please join our list of producers. You can become a producer for as little as $3 a month, and each of you helps me get one step closer to making the Soul Podcast my full-time job. You can find a producer link in the show notes.